As with any study, there are side effects that are looked at from that. I would say that one of the things that to me has always been important when you think about safety is it's not just the data you see here is from the two studies that were used for approval, but this drug in the same dosage has been used for atopic eczema and asthma. And so the number of people exposed to it is much, much greater. The biggest problem is usually the injection sites from that they have. And you can see a scattering of other things.